This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off a 24-hour plus broadcast to get funding in to keep us on air. And with current trends we're seeing, if we did 20 days of the increase in your support, we'd be set for the next year. Because I need to have the money to buy products that we sell out in the future. If I don't have that money, then I've got to prepare to just not get the products, stay on air 6-8 months, and then shut down. And I just can't imagine a world without InfoWars. So thank you for the support. We're not backed by Soros or big bankers. We're backed by you, and we appreciate you. So many big special guests starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow right through Friday night at midnight into Saturday morning. Live InfoWars 2022 Emergency Money Bomb goes live 8 a.m. tomorrow. Please spread the word about it and share the live links. Even if you can't donate, sharing those links, telling folks about the live show, the Forbidden Americana's on air is so powerful, and I thank you all. Rusty in Maine. Welcome, Rusty. I appreciate you holding.
Man, it is a beautiful day here in Maine. The sun is shining, and I'm sharing the airwaves with Alex Jones. How good is that?
We love you, brother. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to just give you some strength and talk about some things. I got my Tree of Liberty coin last week, and I immediately handed it to my son. And I said, put that in your pocket, carry that around. This is those words on there have never rang more true for what we need to do.
Well, let me tell you, in the modern age, the third of the series has come out and it's over. In the modern age, you could not have a bigger piece of Americana than that founding member coin. If it wasn't for the last two coins, we would already be shut down. It is you getting that coin, brother, that has kept us on air, so I thank you.
It means a lot. And every day that I get up, you're still on the air. That's victory as far as I'm concerned. And so I'm going to rail a little bit on you know, the people. I know as the saying goes, you're preaching to the choir, right? We're all in this together on InfoWars. We all listen to each other. We all support each other. But there's a whole other world out there. There's a bunch of people on this Titanic that don't think that we're taking on water. They're clueless. And as much as you try to get through to them, you just don't. So it seems to me that we're at a phase where we have to accept what's going on, not accept, like, put up with it, but I'm saying accept the fact
that we're
headed. No, just
accept we're in a lot of trouble and make preparations.
We're headed for it, you know? We're headed for it, and the leaders will emerge, and I'm thankful that you're one of those leaders. Yeah, I think the Ernest Shackleton, you know, the Endurance, which is a great book for anybody that hasn't read it. Don't watch the movie. Read the book. About the Endurance and
talking about the visit to the North Pole.
Survival. Yeah, where they got locked in the ice. And
what's crazy is that was only like 110 years ago. Look how far we've come since then.
Isn't that something though? But you know, the real leaders emerge, and things will be okay, and so they'll be different. They'll be different for sure. So I just thought maybe I'd get a chuckle out of you. I'd talk to you and tell you that I was in the store, and this whole thing with the libs of TikTok and all the silliness, you know. I was thinking to myself as I was in the store. Do you remember, you know, you see these little kids every once in a while ripping stuff off the shelves, having a tantrum until their parents let them get what they want. Those are the people we're dealing with now. Those people grew up. The moms that let the kids get away with ripping stuff off the shelves and having a temper tantrum, we're dealing with them now. This is who they are. I don't think we're going to heal them. I don't think we're going to get through to them, but that's the reality.
Rusty beautifully said. Thank you for the call. Blake, I apologize. I'm out of time. Get Blake's name and number. We got his name, but his number. We'll call him back tomorrow. First caller on my show. We're going to have open phones tomorrow, 8 a.m. right through Friday midnight into Saturday morning. And I'm going to be doing 6, 7, 8 hours live. A bunch of huge guests that we'll tell you about tomorrow are going to be on during the InfoWars 2022 Emergency Money Bomb. And And again, I want to thank everybody that has stepped up, because you are fighting the Democrats. You are fighting Bloomberg and Soros and Bill Gates, who are all against us at point blank range. So thank you so much for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be here today. I hope you're having a great one. I have got such a special guest for you that I want to get right to him. This is college professor David Clements. He was from New Mexico State University up until recently when he was fired, and he was an advocate for the audits for the 2020 presidential election. Many, many articles about him. I know you've read about him. And of course, he makes a fantastic presentation on the election fraud, and I can't imagine a better time to talk about this, as everything is kind of everybody thinks everything is hinging on the 2022 midterms. I have a lot of thoughts about that, but I will get back to that, as I think both parties are one. But claiming he was claiming widespread election fraud. We all know there was fraud. And Professor Clements was fired from his position. Even after winning one of the highest honors as a professor, he refused to wear a mask to pick up this award. Professor David Clements, welcome, and I love your courage, your determination to bringing attention to election fraud. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Kate. It's good to be with you.
Hi. You too. So talk to me about your initial, what you were realizing initially when you were looking at the election, and you were not a fan of Trump. You were not in his corner. You you noticed things on January 6th, what happened, and of course then before then in November. Tell us a little bit about that journey for you.
Well, I would say that I was a November, I think 2016, I would say I was a never Trumper. I didn't know much about him. And over the next 4 years, I begrudgingly became an admirer. And by the time 2020 came around, I actually did vote for him, and I was proud to do so. And so my journey, though, with respect to the elections and fraud, though, was just like everyone else. On November 3rd, things looked like it was going to be an overwhelming victory for Trump. And then the next morning, you had just this narrative that was formulated out of whole cloth, that this was the safest and most secure election in history. And I was still a business law professor at the time, so I started looking at the evidence. There were a lot of claims that there was no evidence. And I thought that was odd, because I started looking at the court logs and was looking to see if evidentiary hearings were actually set. And at the time, I reviewed upwards of 56 significant election fraud cases, and I found out that by and large there weren't any evidentiary hearings set. So how can you say there's no evidence if you're not going to provide a forum to hear witnesses testify? So my curiosity was piqued, and so I think I was the first person with my credentials, former prosecutor, expert in evidence presentation, and law professor, to say this narrative that there's no evidence is absolutely bogus. Because I started reviewing the expert reports, and I started looking at the affidavits, thousands of affidavits, and there was a ton of evidence. You had eight-hour public hearings in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Georgia. So I could not reconcile what I was getting from the media from what I was actually seeing in the court filings. And so that was the beginning of my journey. And at some point, I've basically become an expert along the way.
Incredible. You know, in the very, very beginning, to me, it was so obvious because Biden couldn't even get 16% of the vote from his own party. They loathed him so much. He was such a joke in the arena of politics after, you know, this 45-year career of demolishing liberty. So it was interesting. There were so many people that were so shocked. And that was your initial shock, right? Because there was no way looking at that whole year coming up to the election, because a lot of liberals are so shocked that we claim election fraud, even though, like you said, there's so much evidence. But even just for the obvious, just for the pure obvious, it was pretty obvious coming up to the election who was going to be the winner of that. So even on just the obvious terms alone, some sort of investigation really should have happened. And I haven't seen it happen at all or be quickly dismissed. So what happened after that? You started speaking out publicly.
Well, yeah, and to your point, I just want to say that most political consultants would tell you that the most reliable predictor of electoral success is voter enthusiasm. And people were wildly enthusiastic about Trump. You still see it now with 80,000 plus people showing up. And with Biden, it was non-existent. And we were told that this guy's more popular than Barack Obama. 81 million votes from a guy that ran out of his basement. So, it's bizarre, and I think that was what was so shocking. I think it would have been more palatable if you had a more charismatic candidate. But with Biden, it was like, we just can't reconcile these figures with this guy who can't put together a sentence. But to your question, I basically went from reporting on lawsuits until there was a point in time in which the Supreme Court was basically not hearing cases. And most of the cases were dismissed on standing for legal process grounds. And so at that point, I just started trying to find experts, expert mathematicians, witnesses, people that actually filed the lawsuits, attorneys, some cyber experts. And I tried to present their story in a way that I would have done at trial. You know, you do a direct examination. And so these were long form interviews. And by the time we got around to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium, I had pretty much interviewed almost every significant name that was in the fight trying to shine a light on the truth. And basically what we saw was a massive deviation under the law. States weren't following their own state constitutions. We saw massive deviations under mathematics, statistical anomalies that you just cannot it doesn't make sense. And I'll give you one example in particular, because the machines right now are starting to tell on themselves. There's this thing called the law of large numbers, and most pollsters know what this is. You don't have to survey every single person in a city or in the country to get a sense of how the country feels or the county feels. At some point, you'll see some variability, and then it'll normalize. And what we're finding is with these cast vote records that you can actually get from the machine providers, if you're lucky, you're seeing a major linear spike that's traveling to a set point. And that's indicative of machine-driven fraud. And we're finding it everywhere. So you would expect with this cast vote record, which is basically the order in which someone shows up at the polling place to cast their vote. So the only way that a linear spike would make any sense is if you just happen to have 6,000 or 7,000 Biden voters lining up in a row at the voting center. We know intuitively that's not going to happen. So we've gotten over a dozen of these cast vote records across the country, and we're finding this set point. It's just fighting to get to a predetermined outcome, which just happened to favor Biden. So when you see stuff like that, where the machines are telling on themselves, when you listen to the analysis of Draza Smith or Dr. Doug Frank, there's just so many pieces of evidence that corroborate one another, and you're left with this question of, why do we trust these machines?
Exactly right. In fact, I know we have just like a minute left before we go to a break, but you likened this in your presentation to the drug war, and how the drug war has swept, you know, not war, because anytime we put a war in anything, it expands quite ironically. But how the drug lords operate, how they operate with drugs throughout this country, because you've had particular experience with this.
Yeah. Well, I've secured at least 8 first-degree murder convictions and helped take down a drug trafficking organization. And so one of the reasons why I think I see clearly in a way that most folks don't is that boat trafficking works the same way as drug trafficking. You have the drug cartels, but then you have drug trafficking organizations that are in regional areas, and they work to traffic their product. And what we're finding here is that you have an election cartel, and you've got vote trafficking centers in different counties that are strategically placed where your votes go missing. They're concealed. They're shuffled. They're switched. It's the same methods that we see in the drug wars. But in some respects, I would say that this is vastly more important because these are our voices. And if you don't have the rule of law or your voice, then we're in big trouble on every other issue.
Absolutely. They're hijacking us in this process. And we're definitely cooed, our nation in the White House, this last, go around, this last election. I'm going to come right back with Professor David Clements because you're going to want to hear how this works. How are they doing this? And this was my big question for, Professor Clements. How are they doing this? I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extend Advice.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I have such a great guest for you. Professor David Clements and I have had some very long conversations about election fraud, and I really want you to listen to what he has to say. He made a wonderful presentation at Mike Lindell's symposium, and let me tell you, our election fraud, our elections have been hijacked, and he understands drug trafficking very, very well after being in the courtroom with many cases and drug trafficking. And so you were aligning drug trafficking to election fraud, and I can't wait to get more on this from you. And then we'll talk about what people can do in their own communities right now, because as we come closer to 2022, everybody's talking about the red wave. The red wave isn't going to do anything unless, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't have a lot of faith in the red wave either, because I don't think they're going to do anything once in power. But with that being said, tell me a little bit more about drug trafficking aligning itself, sort of how election fraud works in this country.
Yeah, well, any case that you try, you have to understand that you've got bad guys that want to get away with the crime. And that means sure. You conceal evidence, you destroy evidence, you intimidate witnesses, you launder money, you do whatever you can to ensure that the survival of your organization continues. And so in the drug business, you do whatever you can to protect the flow of drugs so you can make money. And if that means you have to burn bodies or burn vehicles, that happens. In the election context, when you're talking about vote trafficking, same concept here. You're looking at machines that are intentionally designed to be vulnerable. You've got all kinds of tools that are in these machines, and we're not guessing about this. We have expert reports, about 20 of them actually came out of Michigan in Matt DiPerno's case, where you have features within the existing hardware and software that allows you to switch votes, to shuffle votes. And then we're seeing the algorithms that are clearly being deployed here. So these are things that where you've got a bunch of smoke and mirrors. It's hard to see what's going on unless you have the technical background. But we've consulted with technical experts, and they understand that these machines have massive vulnerabilities. And when I say machines, you got different types of machines. You have the e-poll books when you come in and check in. Well, those poll books are hooked to the internet, so you have access right there from hackers. You can also take a tally of who shows up once you've signed in to get your ballot. Well, if you're signing in and you're present and accounted for, the enemy, if they want to subvert your elections, has an entire list of folks that haven't shown up. So the bad guy's going to want to find a home for those that didn't show up and cast a vote for them. The e-poll books provide information that creates tremendous vulnerability. And this is on my mind a lot because right now many of us have seen the trailer for Dinesh D'Souza's next film, 2000 Mules, where we've got all kinds of people that are vote traffickers, ballot mules, showing up to ballot boxes and stuffing those ballot boxes. So that's very reminiscent of the drug world as well. And then you've got the next vulnerability, which is these tabulators themselves. We've been told, sworn to by John Paulus of Dominion, that these machines do not hook up to the internet. Well, then you look at video evidence from his vice president, Eric Coomer, where he talks about just how accessible these tabulators are to be hooked to the internet. And we're finding actual chip modems attached to the hardware themselves. So you have massive vulnerabilities there. And even if you want to give Dominion the benefit of the doubt, once you upload the information from these tabulators into an election management system, those systems are networked. So when you start transferring election day results to Seidel or to Edison, and that's what we usually see on CNN or Fox when you have the updates with the vote, that's networked. So there are so many massive points where a hacker or a black hat could attack and subvert. And so all the evidence that we're seeing where you have people telling, we're being told, go home on election night. We see massive flips, 40,000 being shifted from Trump to Biden. We saw 400,000 votes disappear in the Gavin Newsom recall election. I mean, there's so many examples of vote flipping, vote drops, vote shuffling, that it's clear to me that you've got a method or a scheme here that's concealing the truth. And in the process, our voice is being stolen.
Absolutely. Even in my own state, we uncovered two moms, actually, went after some information and uncovered with a software analysis that 250,000 votes were switched from in-person to absentee overnight. And there was so much fraud, even in my own state. People need to look at their own states and start doing requests for information because I'm telling you, it's so widespread and the states really took this on. Do you think President Trump knew or had knowledge about all of the things you're talking about, some of the things you're talking about beforehand to do anything about this?
Before he was banned from Twitter, he was more or less telegraphing exactly what was going to happen. So there was a series of tweets leading up, and he talked about the vulnerabilities of mail-in ballots, of using the COVID hoax as a pretext to weaken our safeguards, to make it where anyone can vote as an absentee voter. And so when you start shifting the primary way of how we usually vote in person to longer periods of time, to mail-in voting, to absentee voting, you're creating an environment where there's a greater propensity for fraud. And so Trump warned us of that. So it seems to suggest to me that he was prepared for what happened. And I know that we're all trying to make sense of just how much he knew, but he certainly showcased that he had his finger on the pulse well in advance of November 3rd, 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a mountain of evidence. And I think you're letting people know, and you're speaking all over the country, and you're saying there is so much evidence, you cannot ignore it anymore. It's a mountain, never ending.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, even if you've got politicians that are self-serving or county clerks that are scared that somehow this will suggest that they've done something wrong, I believe that the cheat and the way that it's deployed really can be done without the knowledge of the county clerks. Because you're looking at aspects of software manipulation within the machines and purposely vulnerable hardware. And they don't control that. Your county clerks aren't running the machines. They've got tech experts that are being provided by Dominion or ES&S, and they have no understanding of how those machines work. They simply regurgitate the talking points that are provided by Dominion. And as soon as we have access to those machines and we show them, there's a moment in which they start having those doubts. And where they open up access to the machines, we're confirming that what we're saying right now is absolutely correct.
Well, I wonder if it's anything like my state where the governor sent off our machines overnight to Maricopa County, of all places, to get rid of them. So, and they're supposed to, by law, keep them for 60 days. And I wonder how much of that was going on in the country, how many governors, how many people all the way down the food chain were part of this. And there are many, many cogs in the wheel. I think many people do their little piece and think that it's not going to affect an entire election. But you have enough of that. You have enough cogs in the wheel. Yes, it will affect our elections. And there were a lot of people getting paychecks, taking selfies of tampering so that they could get their paycheck. And there are many, many people who do something they think is small and ends up being extremely big on the election itself, on all of the federal elections and everything else. I'll be right back with Professor David Clemens. What can we do about it? This is the most important question, is it not? What can we do about it as citizens? Because I know you're frustrated, and I know that coming up to vote, it's going to get...
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation, but we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions, so once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future, and when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95. 35, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word, you talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt, we need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com, Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history, support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back here with you, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show today. Hope you're having a great day. I brought Professor David Clemens on with me because I really want people to understand that there are things that you can do. You're not where I know we feel like because they have the microphone, this 30% of the country, they have the media and the microphone, and the government that they can basically try to teach us that we can't do much about it and they've got it all going on. That isn't true. We have the power, we the people. And so, Professor David Clemens, please tell us what we can do about this. As you've looked into all of this evidence, and it's monstrous evidence, I mean, it's so much, tell us what we can do.
Well, first you have to understand that the primary source of the stealing of our voices is the machines. If people don't hear anything else in this interview, it's the machines, it's the machines, it's the machines. And all the other stuff, the ballot stuffing, it's bad. having bad laws like voter ID and not having to produce it, that's bad. But those are manifestations of the cover-up. So most of the stuff that people are going to propose that you need to fix are the front-end fixes that you can see. But that's not how the cheat's being deployed in the theft of our voices. It's through the machines themselves. So beware of this red wave stuff where you can go out and overwhelm the algorithm, or if you have more poll watchers, or if you clean up your voter rolls, that somehow you're going to win. Because I've got news for you. Our voter rolls are artificially inflated. We have all kinds of third-party groups massively filling our registration databases. You also have the ERIC system that's has ties to George Soros. So there's a lot of busy work that's being given to Republicans and conservatives, but they're not properly diagnosing the problem. So if the machines are the issue, then you need to have a strategy to get rid of them. So I've been advocating for this thing called the county commission strategy, where you get before your county commissioners. And these are usually small numbers, 3 to 5 commissioners, or in some places you have boards of supervisors. Whoever certifies your elections at the county level, you need to start framing your argument at these county commission meetings under this no confidence paradigm. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a professor. You can just tell them during your public comment period, usually at 2 to 3 minutes, to tell them about your concerns over these machines based on what we've all learned over the past 18 months. And when you have 200, 300 people showing up to these meetings, each taking the mic, talking for 2 to 3 minutes, you're going to get the attention of these county commissions. And case in point, Nye County, Nevada, they had a unanimous vote. They brought in some machine experts to talk about the vulnerabilities to the county commission. They unanimously approved getting rid of the machines. They're going to an all paper-based system with ballots with anti-counterfeit measures, hand tabulated, and they've got a promising future in Nye County. Last night, I learned that Esmeralda County in Nevada had a unanimous decision, 3-0, getting rid of the machines. Rio Blanco, Colorado was a 2-1 decision to get rid of the machines. In Otero County, New Mexico, we're going to try to advocate for the same thing. We have an audit that's underway. So if you frame things in the sense of, look, we're the sovereigns. We the people are the government. Why are we trying to convince people to let us have more accuracy in the way that we vote? Demand it. Either these commissioners work for you or they don't. I suggest that they do. They're public servants. And so we've got something here that's a little bit more practical. I think everyone wanted Maricopa County to just be the domino that fell, myself included, and we were all just going to follow suit. And while that happened, the clock was being run out, and we weren't focusing on our own backyards. So this is a promising strategy for many reasons. One, you're not relying on a corrupt judiciary or a judge that's going to see the world that you do. Two, you don't have to get an entire state legislature, Republican or otherwise. You can go to rural counties and in your county say, we're not doing it this way anymore. So if you get rid of the machines, think about this. In the near future, the judge that you voted for, the sheriff that you voted for, your state reps, they're actually someone that you cast a vote for. Because right now, we're not voting. All the people are saying that let's get out there and overwhelm the algorithm. You're submitting a fractionalized, manipulated data point. The clearest example is if Trump came out with 80 million votes, the bad guys will find 81 million votes for Biden. And the reason why we know this is that the real president isn't in the White House right now. The reason why we know this is in the runoff election in Georgia. Republicans didn't win. The reason why we know this is that Gavin Newsom, even though there was upwards of 2 million signatures to recall him, 40% were Democrats, he looked smug as a bug, and he survived the recall election. So how many of these examples do we need to provide before we realize that unless we get rid of the machines, we don't have a future?
100%. I love your points, because this can be done. This can actually be done. You can actually show up at your county commission meetings. And it's something small that we can all do. But once they start to hear an overwhelming response from the community that you do not trust your own elections, going back to hand ballots, this is not a big deal. I know the left right now, the left is trying to portray it as we're against poor people and people of color. I don't even know how to explain their strategy on that, and that we're trying to curb the vote. No, we're trying to go back to a vote that is very transparent. And it seems to me that even both parties were all aboard this train of mail-in voting. Well, my son got a ballot at the age of 16 because of his driver's license. So you can imagine how many mail-in ballots are getting sent to the wrong addresses and getting sent to, and not even talking about the machines. I'm talking about all the vulnerability points that you pointed out as well. But the number one thing, the number one vulnerability is the machines. So that's where we have to go to the heart of it and say, look, we are going to demand hand counting in our county, period, right?
Yes, and there's lots of things that we can do, but we have to prioritize. Like, you know, if you go to an emergency room, you think of triage. If there's a person with a fever and someone that's missing an arm, you treat the person that's missing an arm. So do we get rid of ballot boxes that were funded by Zuckerberg? Absolutely. Do we get rid of... Yeah. Do we clean up our voter rolls to the extent that we can and it's not machine manipulated? Absolutely. Do we have more poll workers? But you have to keep in mind, we had robust regulations in place under black letter law, and they were all uniformly ignored under the COVID pretext. So instead of following state law, we had executive orders that were issued by the Department of Health or by your governor saying, we're not going to follow the normal statutory framework on how we vote. So that's where you saw the phenomenon of Stacey Abrams in Georgia just making stuff up. And everyone just threw their constitution in the trash. So what makes people think that they won't do that again, even if we have fixes to our processes? So we have to start with the triage, and the missing limb is the machines. And the reason why I'm so concerned about this red wave nonsense is, you know, it takes the steam out of efforts for legitimate reform. And so people were praising the rigged selection of Glenn Youngkin in Virginia. You know, and he, on paper, if you don't do too much research, he looks like a guy who's a conservative. But he's a member on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's the CEO of the Carlyle Group, a globalist organization for 25 years, which is owned by Staple Street Capital, which happens to own Dominion Voting. So you ask yourself, this is just another iteration of someone that's going to let you down, and you don't have to wait. You just look at who he's aligned himself with over the past three decades, and that's being touted as a Republican victory. And so my greatest fear is that we're going to have a bunch of Glenn Youngkin types that are selected, and everyone in this movement is going to go, look, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe our elections are just a teensy bit rigged. And if we get out there, we'll more or less get someone who's better. And Glenn Youngkin, to his credit, rescinded executive orders on the medical tyranny in Virginia. But that was not a big deal, because 2 weeks later, every Democrat did the same exact thing across the country. So, you know, just beware. If anyone's telling you to wait and hold off and don't focus on the machines, watch out.
Amen. Professor David Clemens, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your input on this. Make sure you get to your county commission meetings and voice your dissent at what we have still standing as our election process, because obviously it's not working. And we have major fraud. I don't know who in the country doesn't understand that we have major fraud. It was so obvious this time. So I'll be right back with more to finish up this hour. But a big thank you to Professor David Clemens. Get him in your area to speak.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So good to be with you. And a big thank you to Professor Clements because he is speaking out. He's so bold. I love his courage in doing this. And he's getting a lot of eyeballs because of the fact that there is a mountain of evidence. This isn't a theory. It's evidence. It's different when it's evidence. Even in my own state, it's evidence. That's huge. So I want to talk about a couple of things, just reference a couple of things. I want to talk about King Fraud-A-Lot for a second and Obama. Ugh, I just shuddered when I said that. And I want to talk a little bit about the snake investigation, the snake theory, and the AP and elections. I know that's a lot to cover in just a few minutes, but they really are letting the cat out of the bag with King Fraud-A-Lot. They're making sure that we see footage that makes him look like the moron that he is and the dementia patient that he is, especially at Easter. I mean, and before that, I have reels on Biden. I don't have reels on all of the past presidents, but I do on King Fraud-A-Lot. And so reels of just things said. The corn pop, the this, the that, you know, and Jill looking at the camera in distress, you know, when he wants to read to the children. I mean, these are the clips. They're wanting us to see this now. They're not hiding it anymore. So you know that his removal from society might be soon because of the fact that they're warming us up to the idea that, oh boy, you know, he's wandering around stages and shaking hands with air. And this might be a problem. And so, gee, who can
can we swing into that seat? Well, everybody I know, like me, feels like, oh no, not Hormala, please. With her word salad every 5 minutes, I have the authority to look at the authority, to look at the authority. She's very strange and smokes a little too much pot. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that they're softening us up again to the Obamas. We remember what a train wreck they were. The first movie, the first lady movie that just came out, the Obama on all these TV shows, Obama's everywhere. Okay, Mr. Third Term, I want to be in somebody's basement with a microphone, Obama. And so what are they warming us up for? Right. So it kind of makes one wonder. But I did want to mention that they do want us to see this. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, is there was a great piece. If you go to the 10th Amendment Center. com. There's a great piece by Rob Nadelson called "The Electoral Count Act is Unconstitutional." It's really interesting. I am a firm believer and a lover of the Constitution, and I love to understand it better. And so this is a fantastic piece to understand the Electoral College. There is a bipartisan group in Congress that is dedicating time to reforming the Electoral Count Act. And so the Electoral Count Act is a statute purporting to govern how Congress counts electoral votes for president and vice president. But when you learn what Congress's true role in election count, what that basically is, he really does a fantastic piece. So big hat tip to Rob Nadelson on that. I also last week mentioned the Associated Press, the AP, who you know I totally abhor, because they are behind the media and the stories that we get in the media. They were owned by the Rothschilds, still are. There's two companies, really. Thomson owns Reuters now, who basically they run two separate entities. And the AP early on in the mid-1850s was certainly owned by Rothschild's money, goes all the way back. But what's interesting is when I mentioned this, it surprised a lot of people. Yes, the AP is, and this is straight from their website, the AP is the only organization that collects and verifies election results in every city and county across the United States, including races for the president, the Senate, and the House of Representatives and governors as well. Well, they said in their own press release, of course, major news outlets rely on the polling data and results provided by the Associated Press. What a corrupt organization to be in charge of our elections. And I said this before, the only reason in 1848 that they started doing the election results was because they said nobody else would do it. Right. Okay. Nobody else wanted to be in charge of that very, very important event of freedom in the new birth of our country 70 years later. Okay. Yes, I believe it. AP was the only one, right? But this is what they actually say about themselves and how essential their role in elections is. And they are the ones that are over this. So this was kind of interesting. They have what's called stringers for the Associated Press on election night. This is actually a job description and they hire out for it. The Associated Press, and this is one of their job descriptions, is seeking reliable people to work as election stringers, more like stingers, but okay. The night of November 6th in Connecticut, stringers report to an assigned town. They call in, this is from an actual job, call in an early vote totals to AP when they're available, and they'll basically take any college student that really wants the job. How nice. You can just be a total moron college student and you get the job of the election stringer. And these are the ones that go ahead and they talk about or they deliver the results, right? And they deliver those forward. And they also talked about the fact that they are over voter registration figures, demographics, results, practices, absentee handling, legislation, voting equipment, candidates, sample ballots. Boy, they sure have an awful lot to do with our elections. And they're the media. The corrupt media that hands scripts to everybody in the nation, run by our government. Perfect. Makes me feel warm and cozy, doesn't it? And so you have to have, there's a few requirements like excellent communication skills. and proficiency with MS Office skills. Of course, proficiency with some software. But what I thought was kind of interesting about this was the fact that they themselves, when they're putting these ads out too, they make it seem like it's just like a no big deal job and you get, you know, $50 with an extra $25 here and there. But they actually are over all of the polls. So when the results from the poll, and this is straight from them, along with our analysis of early voting and other statistics, confirm our expectation that longstanding political trends in the states will hold, they basically go into the states where the information is available. And because we don't want to have to wait a couple of months for the results for them to count all the ballots, what they do is they say they go into and they pay close attention to how many votes have been counted so far, how many are left, and the voting history of the area in the past, right, are still being counted. What they do is they go back and they look at what is the history. Can we call a race, right? And they call it very early. In the case of 2020, they went back and they called it extremely early, like when 1% of the vote was in Arizona, was it not? And so what they do is they say, we analyze the history of the area, we analyze, and we come up with your result. And then everybody takes that result, even the candidates themselves, and declare themselves winners or losers. Do you really want the AP to have this much power? It's pretty amazing. They also invented in 2018 what was called AP Votecast. You might want to look into that. AP Votecast. Basically they look at the party and the candidate's past history of consistent and convincing wins, and they make a race eligible to be declared as soon as the polls close. That way we get our election results very, very quickly. Guys, they have far too much power. Go look at AP Cast. This debuted in 2018 for a reason. Pretty certain of it. The other thing I wanted to mention, too, was on the snake theory. There's a lot of back and forth on this. There was a Time magazine cover shot back in 1999, and it had the AMA insignia of the snake, although the green snake was extremely highlighted. And this was in 1999, in January 11th of 1999. And they also stated on the cover that genetic engineering in medicine was going to be the new frontier. Interesting. Big old green snake on the cover with genetic engineering on the inside. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We're conspiracy theorists, although they have very, very long plans and long conspiracies in trying to do the things that they do. They were announcing it in 1999. Kind of freaky, right? So I just wanted to say, Dr. Artis spent 4 months investigating that. 4 months. To dismiss that within a week, to say that it has no relevance. I played a clip on my own show that was all about the news back in January 24th of 2020, stating when the news anchors asked this person, he said, well, it comes down to snakes and bats. And they thought that that was the origin of the coronavirus. Isn't it interesting that they were still talking about snakes? They've done studies and studies and studies on snakes, and 50,000 studies later and papers later. He has something that everybody at least needs to look over the information. How can we decide in 1 week that it's not worthy of our attention? It doesn't make any sense, right? And so I would say look in that direction. Look at those pieces. They're very, very, very compelling. And I, for one, can't just throw all those out, right, and say that they don't exist. There's just too much there, and there's too many studies and too many companies involved to throw that out. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Thank you to the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, have...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.